felt really good, obviously. Nice to get a few on debut and, you know, put us in a strong position.
And there were some good partnerships you knocked up there with Rob Yates and Alex Thompson particularly, weren't there?
Yeah, I mean, it's good that those guys came in and played nicely. Obviously, with Yatesy from last night, you know, he's a solid player and, you know, just what we need at the top of the order. And then Tomo at the bottom, absolutely fantastic, took the balls on. Wasn't easy to score because there's still a little bit in the wicket, but, yeah, just great that we're in such a good position in this game.
And from your own point of view, you obviously got set and then kept plugging away, and suddenly three figures were in sight, weren't they?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. You know, the ball's been doing a little bit all the time. It's sort of a wicket that keeps you honest. Obviously, if they bowl bad balls, then you can put them away, but they seem to hold their lengths most of the day, which is a credit to Northamptonshire and the way that they bowled.
But overall, Warwickshire in a very commanding position going into day three, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think 220-odd lead on that wicket. And if we bowl anything like tomorrow and make some inroads, hopefully, yeah, we can wrap this game up.
And for you, coming to Warwickshire after so many years at Yorkshire, a big incentive for you on this 2 years now?
Yeah, massive. You know, it's great to be, you know, in a dressing room that's, you know, full of youngsters and loving the cricket. And it's nice to get a few runs, yeah, like I said.
And good for you, as you say, you're experienced enough to pass on your advice and expertise to some of the younger lads in the dressing room.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed that aspect of it. You know, I think the younger guys, they've played quite a bit of cricket now, and I think it's just the sort of game management stuff and the sort of smarts of the game that I'm kind of helping them with, and, you know, field settings and stuff like that. Obviously, it goes deeper, but, yeah, it's just nice to pass on a bit of knowledge.
Of course, it's strange circumstances at the moment with no fans being allowed here. How have you found that aspect of it?
Yeah, a little strange, to be honest. But, you know, it is what it is. It's just nice to be playing. Long may it continue.